paying tribute to the late, great John Madden with some Madden theme song, baby. That is our theme song. We've been doing it a while. This is NFL Picks versus the Spread, Week 17. But that's not the final week. We got one more. I'm Cab Manning from the Lingus Mafia podcast. Everything's at Lingus Mafia. I'm along with Mr. Billy Body. All of his stuff is at lockbetting.com. And also, you can do SGP Soccer on Twitter. We're rolling, Billy. I was hot to the touch this week, babe.
Yeah, with what, your lock and a load of other picks as well.
Yeah, a load of other picks. I talked you off the fucking Niners one, and then I said, I think, Cleveland could actually win that game, which I know you like to say the refs don't help Green Bay, but never mind any of those pass interference calls. And I had to go, fuck, they barely lost that fucking game if they don't fuck up extra points. So there he is, a couple picks, man. I was nailing some this weekend. I was pretty fucking happy with a lot of my picks. And we're going to keep on rolling this week. You have any thoughts on anything going on so far? I mean, we have an extra week that we get next week where it's a hard time for gambling. Everyone's sick. Like, Wentz is out. And everyone's heavy on, you know, that Indianapolis could go to the Super Bowl. They were at 40-1, I think it was, when the week before they beat the Pats. And then their number shot differently. But a couple people put money on them at that point where I'm like, that's a pretty good thing they did right there.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at my futures right now. Mm-hmm. And I think I'm going to have my best ever year in futures. Mm. Green Bay Packers to win the North, 2.2 units. Chicago under 7.5 wins, that's 1.5 dumb units. Packers won the North too. Packers over 10.5 wins, mm-hmm, 1.1 units. Jets to finish last in the AFC East, 2.1 units. Jets under 6, 1 unit. Texans under 4. Mm. I'm looking for a push on that because they have 4. Mm. So for a push on that one, that was an unfortunate situation last week. Bills over 10.5, 1.2 units. Bills to win the AFC East, 1 unit, back from the dead. Titans to win the AFC South, 1.2 units. Rams over 10, 1.2 units. And then I have like some small plays, just additionals. Some of these are going to go 50-50. Browns over 10.5. Jags under 6.5. Detroit under 5. Dallas under 9.5. Cardinals under 8.5. Seahawks over 9.5. New Orleans under 8.5. I think, yeah, they're going to go 50-50. 1.5 units, Kansas City and Tampa to win their divisions. And then we have some player props as well that I'm not going to bother with. Two ads at the bottom. Carolina under 7.5 wins, and Titans to make the playoffs. They've already won, both of them.
That's biggest, good stuff.
Biggest ever in futures. So that's why I didn't double down on Buffalo both times that you locked it up, because we already had the divisional thing going and it was getting pretty dicey. Mm-hmm. But one thing I did say on the show, even though I didn't have to put any more money behind it, is that New England would lose those next two games. That was a big, big take when they were, mm-hmm, at the time, I said they were the number one, they were the favorites to be the number one seed, with the Chiefs being the third favorites in the market. Now the Chiefs are the favorites and the Titans are the second favorites. And I'm now worried about the Chiefs because they got to actually win two hard games to get there. And there's no way for me that the Titans don't win out. So it's going to be different. It's going to be really interesting this like next 2 weeks for that. I don't know how much big action I'm going to take with this last future riding out with Kansas City to be the number one seed.
Yeah, there's it's interesting times with a lot of people. Like, you don't know up until the damn game some of these, where if someone's going to test and be out. And mm-hmm, so that's the scary part right now for me, especially I'm doing my survivor pool still. And I'm like, oh God, if something, you know, happens right before and then I'm locked into it, I'm fucked, you know, shit like that. But I got a very good path at this point, and I only got to go 2 more games, and I'm against the rest of the world. And how it goes by is a margin of victory. So I'm not like first overall, because I go, well, how the hell do you get first place if you're just picking, you know, it's people will win.
And this is they say things like that where they go, oh, that quarterback's worth 5 points. That really good quarterback's worth 7 points. Mm-hmm. If you look at someone like the Packers, who are laying 6 points against the Vikings this week, mm-hmm. right? If they were without their quarterback, would you not give us 6 points instead?
Yep.
For that game, right?
Yep.
So some quarterbacks would be worth two. I would make us 8 point underdogs if we didn't have Aaron Rodgers this week. I mean, and I still wouldn't be sure whether to take Packers plus 8 at home to the Vikings with Love playing. So yeah. it's very, very strange, like how this handicapping works, where no quarterback is worth more than 8-9 points. And that would be a case where it would definitely make a case for someone being worth a couple of touchdowns.
Oh, easily. Yeah, I can't imagine that people, how that would even be, because we both said, and you're a Packer fan, we're like, I don't know if they would win 6 games if they don't have Rodgers. And it's not like the team is bad, but he's so good. Like, he does, like, people have said that their special teams are really bad, but he makes up for so much. I mean, they've won against some clunky teams lately, like barely or whatever, and like a team that, like Baltimore, that was put together with scotch tape, or, you know, Cleveland, they win by 2 and last second Baltimore doesn't go for their thing, and then they beat up the shit Bears. But it's like, fuck, they should be, you know, killing some of these people. But he is very much a perfume on a lot of any problem that goes on. And I laugh because I always hear, it was the same with McCarthy, oh, should be coach of the year, and I'm always like, do it without one of the greatest players who ever lived handing the ball every single time he has the ball, he has it in his hands. Then I will agree that you're the greatest coach.
How about the real possibility that we actually fucking run into McCarthy in the playoffs now?
It is very, very possible. Looking at Dallas, I would be frightened to play Dallas. And they're peaking. That's the thing. Like, they're getting better and getting better. It's like, who did they just lose to that was garbage? That it was like, oh, not so fast. Was it Washington? It wasn't Washington before this, right? It was, who the fuck did they lose to? That was not great.
They lost on Thanksgiving. I think it was to Oakland.
Did they lose to Oakland?
On Thanksgiving. Raiders, yeah.
Oh, fuck. Then so it's like, uh-oh. And then, like, okay, wake up a little bit and start stomping the shit out of people. And I mean, Washington's Washington. They did beat, you know, the Bucks and everything like that. And this is the division game, so it should be tighter. And they got
people are going to be going,
killed.
Oh, these guys don't know they're not Oakland. Like, we do that. We still use Oakland, San Diego.
Oh, I didn't even think twice about that. We still, yeah, we'd like to do that. I do that on purpose.
We don't sell out to the league like some podcast.
Like, yeah. Hell, it should be LA still.
Everyone's LA.
Oakland, LA, back to Oakland, to the Vegas. Jesus Christ.
I'm honestly very worried about running into St. Louis in the playoffs.
You're going to have to get through fucking St. Louis first, and then the Oilers eventually in the Super Bowl. Okay. So,
I'll just say you up front, as we run through these games, some of these are going to be very quick because I've seen a lot of these big double-digit spreads. So you're going to run into a ton of them. I've already looked ahead. So
when we say the Cleveland Browns, are we talking about the Baltimore Ravens now? or do I have to say the Baltimore Colts to talk about the Ravens? Or are we talking about the Colts when I'm saying the Baltimore Colts?
I was only talking about the St. Louis Rams. That was all I was making reference.
The New York Giants going into Chicago. The Mike Glennon revenge game coming back to Chicago. The Bears are favored by 6.5 points. I said this would be the fifth game they won. They happened to beat Seattle last week. So they will have 6 wins now this year and not 5 like I predicted. It will be Chicago to win this game.
Yeah, Chicago could actually win both the last 2 games.
It's possible. It is.
It's good that we got that 7.5 and it's already over. But yeah, I agree. I think Chicago will win this game. It's among a bunch of games that don't matter this week. So yeah, I think they'll win.
Atlanta's going into Buffalo. Buffalo is giving Atlanta 14.5 points. it's a lot for me, man. They are in Buffalo, which helps. However, 14.5 is too much for me. I will take Atlanta with the points.
Atlanta have lost to every team with a winning record that they've played.
Mm-hmm.
So I think obviously that continues. I think from this point, I think getting that win against New England, I think they'll march on now and they'll become a team that you don't want to play on that side. So yeah, I'll go for them to win and cover. I'm not going to be scared by these double digit spreads this week.
Okay.
I think a lot of these teams that are laying these double digits
mm-hmm.
are in a need where they can't fuck about. They can't look ahead to anything now. They're all needing to win, because in this situation, Buffalo can't let New England catch up with them. Later on, we talk about New England. They need to keep the pressure on. Later on, we talk about Tampa. They're going for number one seed. So yeah, I think you're going to see me taking all of these.
Kansas City's going into Cincinnati. People are like, oh, you know, Cincinnati, because they lit the world on fire last week, pretty much because Burrow was talked down to. So he made sure to put up 500 yards on them and lit them on fire. They're giving, but Kansas City is a 5-point favorite here, giving Cincinnati some points, which is interesting. But I'm not buying the whole, oh, look at Cincinnati now. Like, all of a sudden, everything's fine, and they're lighting the world on fire. Kansas City has been on an upswing for a while. I think Kansas City wins and covers.
Yep, this is the last game I'm concerned about in terms of Kansas City getting the number one seeding. We've got a much more difficult schedule than Tennessee looking ahead. So I hope that we come through this. And that's all I'm really going to say about it. I'm heavily invested in this game already. I need KC to win out now, and I definitely won't be putting any more money down on this game. If I was going in fresh, and I guess that's what people are looking for, fresh perspective. I think the key matchup here is the Chiefs pass rush against the Cincinnati line, and I think that favors Kansas City. And Mahomes is going to do what he does. They're obviously doing a lot better. I think you get Kelce back here as well.
Is he back? I don't know if that's a for sure. I think it's still like, I don't think it's been said yet, but I think it looks good. It's one of those.
Yeah, so I'm going to go for the Chiefs here. And this is very interesting. One thing to look at as well, on a side note, the Bengals are now minus 250 to win their division.
Mm-hmm.
If they lose here, they finish against the Browns, who can overtake them by beating them, and the Browns are 6-1, plus 600 to win this division.
Mm.
So they're giving you plus 600 on what you would be doing is you would be parlaying three things. Browns to win this week, Chiefs to win this week, and Browns to win the last game against the Bengals. That's a 6-1 parlay, according to the bookies.
I know that this the KC game is rough for you to watch too at this point, because this you got the hopes hanging on here, and I think they should. If they're a team that's looking for Super Bowl, I get that this is the bite in the ass game a little bit just because of what we saw last week, but this is not the every week Cincinnati Bengals. That's not happening every week, so I wouldn't be too worried about it. Miami goes into Tennessee. You need Miami to win this game, I think, here. Just to keep Tennessee, keep them down a little bit, even though they're going to win their division here. But let's see. It is Miami getting 3.5 points here. I don't think... It is funny, because did you hear the stat that no team in NFL history has ever had a 7-game losing streak and a 7-game winning streak in the same season? And Miami did it.
Mm.
So I think the streak stops here, and I think Tennessee wins this game.
Tennessee are the only threat now to the number one seeding. If you look at what's happened across the NFL, the AFC East has become very tight, and the maximum number of wins you can get there, I believe, is 10 or 11. Yeah, it's 11, 11 and 7. And then also the Browns, Steelers, Baltimore, that's all Bengals, that's all tightened up. Any one of those teams could win the division, although the Steelers need a miracle. So, yeah, the winner of the number one seed out of the AFC is going to be coming out of the Kansas, is going to be out of the Kansas City Chiefs or the Tennessee Titans. Tennessee could still actually lose their division by messing up these last two games, which they're not going to do. They're definitely going to win one of them. They've got a really easy final two games to finish. This game has become harder than it was of when I initially looked at things and was ticking off, you know, going through my ticks and crosses and going, oh, this is where they win, this is where they don't win. At the time, you know, Miami were just trying to get themselves into a position to have a winning record. Now they're a legitimate playoff contender. So this is a much more difficult game. This Miami defense is better than the Tennessee defense, I would say, marginally, off the back of what they've done in the last few weeks. I didn't think there's any way this game hits 41 points because you're going to see both teams running the ball. You still see Tennessee running the ball even without Henry.
You know he might come back next week?
Who? Henry?
Henry, yeah.
How was that possible? He was out for the whole season.
Yeah, I know, but they had said he will probably be back for the end of the season, if not the playoffs. So he is possibly ready to go next week, they said.
I've not heard that at all. I haven't even been really monitoring that at all.
Yeah, yeah, I've been waiting for it because they had said it was the end.
They said out for the season. They didn't say out for the regular season, did they?
Yeah, I think so. That's what they were talking about, like the regular season he'd be out, but he seems good enough to be possible. I mean, I guess he'd probably want to get his legs under him before the playoffs, you know, so due to last game.
That would make this team a completely different position that you don't want to play against. And if they have home field all the way, and even if they are the number two, they get one home game, then they have to go to the Chiefs. They can beat the Chiefs. They already beat the shit out of the Chiefs earlier on this season. They actually have the head-to-head. Chiefs are a game ahead of them going into this one. And that's why if the Chiefs lose this week and the Titans win, the Titans have the head-to-head from beating the shit out of them in that game earlier in the season. So, yeah, that's a big game changer. I'm going to go for the Titans and hope that I'm wrong.
Okay. Vegas and Indy. There is no line, so we'll pretty much skip past that. I would say Indy is going to win this, even with their backup quarterback. And
so I got a lot.
Oh, you do?
So
okay.
I got a big. So the line reopened up at 2.5, and everybody thought what I thought, which was, Wentz doesn't do that much anyway, and he's not worth 7 points. So, I mean, as long as Taylor's just going to be running through this side anyway, and everybody agreed. And now you lost that fucking 2.5, and you're getting a 4.5.
I would still
take the Colts too.
Me too. I still would. Yeah, that's odd that I have nothing over here, and you're at 4.5 for God's sake. Okay, Jacksonville and New England. It's 15.5 that New England is giving Jacksonville here. Ooh, 15.5. It's too much for me. It's too much.
Why? What have you seen from Jacksonville?
I just think it's a lot of fucking points.
They lost their coach, and you looked ahead and thought they're going to really shove it up his ass. And
yeah.
They're going to fucking beat the Texans and the Jets. So he's left just at a time where he can look like the problem, and these players can get two wins and go, look, I told you so. Well, they lost the games, so their season's completely done. There's no way they turn up here. This line will be getting covered within 20 minutes of the game and never be uncovered.
Ooh, okay, I'm going to take your side then on this. Tampa Bay goes into the Jets, and the Jets are getting 13 from Tampa Bay. Now, this one, I actually think Tampa Bay, and I will give those points.
Yeah, I agree. I like all those double-digit favorites this week. They've all got a point to prove. I think the Jets, they had that one last win last week. They got that win against the Jags. I think, obviously, you come up against certain teams, and you do want to see where you're at, and that there is going to be that initial fight in them. But obviously, in the end, Tampa pull away like they did last week. Last week, they won and covered big, but never looked good.
No, yeah, it took a while, too.
Yeah.
Philly going into Washington, Philly is giving Washington 3 points. I'm comfortable with this. I think Philly's getting sneaky, and they're trying to get into the playoffs. They're not looking too bad. They were supposed to be horrific. They're not bad. They're not a bad, bad team. Washington, after last week, I don't know what to, like, can you even bounce back? Or if they said, ah, fuck it, it was a good run. Well, forget it.
Yeah, I mean, I think you need to turn up here. And that's the thing. It was so brutal to lose by that many points mm-hmm. that you almost feel that they need to turn up here. Had that been your normal divisional game where it was decided by, you know, 7 to 10 points, you'd like Philly here in this spot. But there's something about underperforming to that extent where I'm scared to take Philly. Yeah, that I will, but I'm scared to take him. You got 3.5 or
3?
Still 3. Yeah.
The Rams going into Baltimore, and Baltimore is getting 3.5 here. Boy, I keep on thinking Baltimore's got to come do something. Like, it's they're dying. They're dying here. They have fallen apart, and it's pretty much because quarterback can't play. But then again, Huntley was fine, and then he gets sick, so then he couldn't play. So then they got their third guy, which is Johnson, who was on the Jets last year. I think it was last year. But the only thing that gets me here is I go, well, it is in Baltimore, but it is the Rams. I'll take the Rams and give the 3.5.
I'm just looking up. I saw a little post earlier saying that Lamar practiced. Is that right?
I thought yesterday they said he hadn't. Maybe that was yesterday and this is today, though. And we're recording on Wednesday for people.
I need to really know because this line tells me that he'll play. Lamar Jackson returns to practice. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to take the the Ravens to win this outright. I think they'll win the game. I think they'll put up some sort of performance here. And the Rams are—they're a team I always think they're due for a letdown.
Yeah, they do seem that. They seem like they're a team that could lose to anyone and beat anybody. There's a couple of those teams out there to me. Denver goes into, as we said, San Diego, and San Diego is giving Denver. Did I say the Rams? The Broncos. The Denver Broncos are going into the Chargers, and the Denver Broncos are getting 6.5 points here. As bad as it was last week, I think the Chargers really need to show something now and say, no, we're not as bad as we looked last week, and I would expect them to cover this.
Well, they're in a really bad situation now with the NFL playoff picture. Mm-hmm. That's a game you cannot afford to lose. Where does this put the Chargers now? They're 8-7. We are tied with the Raiders, but they're behind all the teams leading divisions. Obviously, they're behind the Patriots, Dolphins, Ravens. Colts have got the same record as them. So, Colts and Patriots are in, and then it's one team out of the AFC North, possibly, with the Chargers, and then the Dolphins, maybe. So they've put themselves in a big cluster where they could have been on 9-7, which would have been, 9-6, which would have been the same record as the Colts. And you'd be looking at them after that win against Tennessee and going, yeah, this is one of the teams that are going to go through. So that's such a bad result. I think they'll win this game, but I need to see who they're playing next week before I speak anymore. They're away to the Raiders. They should still be able to get to 10 wins. They're still, is it 10 wins or 11 wins? What did I just say? No, 8 wins. Yeah. So they should still be able to get to 10 wins and then see where they're at. But yeah, that was a big, big fucking egg last week. So I'm going to go for the Chargers here, even though there is no home field here, really, is there?
No. I mean, when a team is good, at least, like, they seem to have more fans. If they start shitting the bed again, they'll be a zero team again. It's like the Raiders' home field.
How'd you lose that game?
I don't have a clue. That team is so, you do not know anything about them. They are ones that I am scared to death no matter what. That's another beat anybody lose to any one team, and they've proven it. Houston going into San Francisco, 12.5 points that Houston is getting here. I don't really care who's the quarterback in this game. I'm Davis Mills, though, has looked good. He's looked like the rookie of the year, other than the system quarterback, Mac, in Belichick's system. I will take San Francisco to really get after Houston after last week. I think they're pissed, and I think they need to win. They need to win. I mean, they don't need to boom by 12.5, but they need to win because they could get bounced out of not even being in the playoffs. Could you believe that? So I will take San Francisco and give those points.
Yeah, I mean, they've got themselves into a shitty position as well now, where they're 8-7 tied with the Eagles. They're still in because this is a division where nobody seems to want to get in. You've got the Eagles and the Eagles, Cardinals, and San Francisco sitting in the positions at the moment on the basis that they have winning records. And then there's a whole cluster of teams with these losing records. But I think we could be seeing the Falcons and the Vikings and these teams dropping out of it this week. I don't think any more mistakes are warranted from the 49ers. So I think they'll beat this team comfortably this week. Is Jimmy G
probably an issue? Probably not playing. They're saying Lance would be going, which it's very interesting. If you're going to have your first game as a rookie, you'd want to go against Houston.
Which means hasn't he not played?
He's had just spots. They just throw him in to have a play.
I'm sure he was playing for a couple of weeks when Jimmy G wasn't.
He hasn't started.
Who was playing when Jimmy G wasn't playing?
He got in, but I don't think he started. All I hear here is that it would be his first start. So who the hell was playing? That, you know what? You make a lot of sense there. But that was it this year, though? Or was it last year that Jimmy G was the one, he was out constantly? It was last year, I think.
No, it wasn't constantly. He was out for 2-3 games, though.
That's worth looking. I think they just stuck him in a couple times. I don't think he was starting, though. But we'll find out. We'll find out by the end of this. You could look it up.
It doesn't matter. I don't think in this situation it's a drop-off, like a huge drop-off. No. To me, it's where this one is a real one where it's worth like 3-4 points, but it's not a big drop-off. I think if Jimmy G's playing here, it just goes slightly above 14.
Arizona. Boy, oh boy, falling off the planet. Arizona, the HTJs going into Dallas.
I told you they would. Boy, told you they would.
This is what they're known for. End of the year, fall on their face every time. Dallas, they're going into. Is this a get-right game? Is this the one where it's like, oh, Dallas isn't what we thought because they went crazy last week? I would keep my eye on this. I'm not 100% crazy on this. It's got one of those smells to me, like I said last week. It got one of those dews. I will take Dallas, but I am not comfortable.
No, I already circle this as a game where the public would massively be on Dallas. Mm-hmm. But Dallas haven't really beaten a strong opponent. They've continued to pound the shit out of people who are there to be pounded. So I think this is a real game that Dallas are in against another playoff team. So, yeah, I think I'll just take I'll take those points with the Cardinals. I mean, a lot here says you take Dallas. They're trying to play for the number one seed, but the Cardinals haven't played well recently. The Dallas defense looks tough, but at the start of the season, the Denver Broncos were 3-0 or 4-0 or something, weren't they? Or 3-0, and they looked like they were going to be incredible. That's what you can do. You can beat teams that are bad, and you can build up. I mean, look, when they play everybody in the East, have they not? I think they're 100%, aren't they? Are they like 7-0 in the East?
Yeah,
versus their own.
I think so. Versus- yeah, I don't think they've lost to. It would only be Philly that would even give them a problem. Yeah.
Right. So if you're 7-0 in the East, so that makes up a vast majority of your wins.
Mm-hmm.
So now you have a real fucking opponent. I'm going to take 5.5 points with this opponent, especially when they're now fucking desperate suddenly.
Maybe before your time, I'm not sure, but did you know Arizona was in the fucking NFC East at one point? Makes no fucking sense. None. But they were in there, and Tampa Bay was in our division. That's even funnier. They were in the North. Carolina goes to New Orleans. I don't know. I would assume the quarterback's back. One of them at least. Because, yeah. God, this was horrible before. But it's 7 points. Their defense is fantastic. So, but they have a shit quarterback. I think a Wilson might be there next year. That'll be interesting. But Wilson's on the downside. But it's still better than anything they have right now. So... I think this might actually possibly be a push, but I'll take New Orleans and give 7 points.
I agree, but I'm going to just point out that I took a total of under 37.5 on Monday and won. Mm. I took under 20 points in the first half as well and won. Nice. So I'm going to keep doing that here. This total's low. It's 38.5 points, but I don't see 38.5 points. So I think this to me feels like a 18-10 kind of game.
Detroit going into Seattle. Seattle is giving Detroit 7 points. If this was in Detroit, I'd actually possibly consider Detroit to win this, but I'll go with Seattle beating Detroit. They'll be tough, but I think Seattle could do it.
So I'm at 19-10. I don't know what the mathematics, how you even get to 18. How do you get to 18?
Get a couple safeties in there.
Yeah, it's hard to get to 18. So 19-10. Sorry, who did you say?
Detroit, Detroit and Seattle. And Detroit is getting 7 points.
Oh, okay. I don't have this game. I don't know why. Detroit, Seattle, and who's getting seven?
Detroit is.
In Seattle?
Mm-hmm. That's snow, possibly. That might be doing it. Detroit's a dome team.
No, I'll still take the points. Detroit are the third best cover team in the NFL this year, and Seattle just lost at home to Chicago, so I think they're just going to pack up and be done. I wouldn't take them to beat anyone by more than a touchdown.
Minnesota goes into Green Bay. This is Sunday Night Football, and Minnesota is getting 6.5 points. I think Green Bay wants to show the last time they lost to Minnesota. I've always said it. Minnesota and Green Bay seem to always split for me. I always feel like they always beat each other, and it's always home and home. So I got no problem here. It's only 6.5 points. I think they should win by a touchdown here. Unless they're just, I mean, the recipe is just run. Run only on Green Bay. Don't ever throw the fucking ball. Just run all fucking game long. Nobody does it. But maybe they do it. So, but I'll say Green Bay.
I could lock this game up this week, but I don't like to do it because fucking I had a loss with the Packers last week and I had some idiot doing a whole,
oh really?
Should go with the homers, but it wasn't anything like that at all. Situationally here, I wouldn't touch this game if Minnesota had beaten the Rams last week because they'd be well in playoff contention. But I think that was a big dagger in the heart. You then have Packers getting time to get Rodgers' foot right. The spread's less than a fucking touchdown. We didn't play well last week. We've got the extra day's rest. Kirk Cousins on prime time. Mm-hmm. Packers coming in off revenge after losing to Minnesota where they shouldn't have done. So... I mean, everything here says that we beat this team going for the number one seed as well. It's difficult to see us not getting number one seed if we win this game because we got Detroit to look ahead to. Mm. So, yeah, I think everything here says Green Bay win on prime time where Kirk Cousins is horrendous.
Okay. Last game before we get to our locks, it's Cleveland goes into Pittsburgh. It's probably Big Ben's last game at Pittsburgh. So how about he leaves with a loss? I'll take Cleveland and give Pittsburgh 3 points. Cleveland's not going to try to leave the season by, you know, getting beat by this team. And I think this is their Super Bowl, pretty much, playing Pittsburgh.
Well, I told you earlier, like, Cleveland can still win the division. They got to win two. They have to just win 2 weeks in a row, and they need a favor from the Chiefs. So, I don't know if that will happen, though. Do you know, I don't think, is he 100% in a regular season against the Browns?
No, they got whooped by the Browns this year, I believe.
At home.
Oh, at home? I think it possibly he's undefeated at home against the Browns, yeah. It's very possible.
I think I saw that this week. That could go, though. I mean, his last game, that would be the last
walk out of that stadium with a butt-fucking.
Yeah, I think the Browns win. I think their need is greater. I think there is a scenario where the Steelers can get out of this division, but I think it involves everybody losing and them winning.
Okay. Now it is time now for our lock of the week. I'm going with this, Billy. You ready for this? I'm going with, of all teams, you will not guess, I'm going with
the Bears.
Going with the Bears. 6 points they have to give. They're winning this game by at least a touchdown. Fucking New York is horrific, and Glennon is the quarterback. This is, they will do, especially if hopefully Foles plays. Guy's a world beater, Big Dick Nick. So that's my lock of the week. What do you have for your lock of the week?
All right, so now that he's done that, I'm gonna follow suit. But I want to tell you this quickly. The bet you have to make this week is a 7-point teaser, which gets you the same odds as taking any of the spread picks here. So the teaser that you have to do this week is take Tampa Bay down to 6 and take the New England Patriots down to 7. Down to 8. So Patriots minus 8 and Tampa minus 6. Mm-hmm. That teaser gives you the same odds as taking any of these spread picks. And I think that is the absolute safest way to go this week, because the Jags ain't going to lose by less than 8, and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are going to win by more than a touchdown. So that would be the absolute definition of a lock.
Okay.
To be consistent with the picking against the spread, Green Bay, if he's going to take Chicago, I'm going to take Green Bay. I was ready to take the 49ers. That may appear on my card somewhere. I've also covered the two other big spreads that I liked in that teaser. So I think the teaser money is going to allow me to take this loss, back-to-back losses on Green Bay. Mm. But I don't see it, as I said, playing for number one seed, revenge spot, Kirk Cousins on prime time. The Vikings lost their chance at the playoffs, I think, last week. Had they won last week, I wouldn't be going near this game. I wouldn't be risking having the abuse of taking my team twice and losing twice. I think I'm gonna follow along with Cav. We've waited 16 weeks to do it.
Yeah, he never takes done his it.
Team. I take my team. So yeah,
this will be the only time it happens, probably for another couple of years. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that is it. Listen to what we say. Locks of the week. We're hot to the touch. Go out there and make that money.
He could go all